This is WSKG News. The National Basketball Association's playoffs begin this weekend, and though teams from large cities like Oakland, Cleveland, and Atlanta are among the favorites, 60 years ago the league looked much different. In 1955, it was the Syracuse Nationals who took home the title, beating the Fort Wayne, Indiana Pistons in 7 games. One of the guards on that Syracuse team was Binghamton resident Bill Kenville, known during his playing days as Billy the Kid. WSKG's Matt Richmond recently spoke with Kenville, who had a surprising path to the NBA.
Well, I never made the team because I was small, so I never played in high school or anything.
Kenville wound up playing during college at St. Bonaventure's.
They had given out 5 scholarships, and one of the players ended up not coming, so they had to pick up a student to take the 5th place. So the coach picked me out of the gym when he saw me playing, you know, half court or something. And that's how I got on the team.
He says the Bonnies had a good run for a few years, playing in a postseason tournament 3 years in a row. That got him noticed by the Syracuse Nationals, who drafted him in 1953.
You didn't get rich in those days. You know, the teams were owned by basically individuals. I mean, our owner in Syracuse, Danny Byazone, he owned a bowling alley, and that was his claim to fame.
Byazone's other claim to fame was the 24-second shot clock. He developed it and convinced the league to adopt it in 1954. In the interest of a more exciting, fan-friendly game, teams had to get off a shot within 24 seconds of gaining possession.
We adjusted to it rather rapidly. And then it was just like before. We just got up there sooner.
They also had a head start. Kenville and the Nationals had been practicing with Biazone's 24-second clock before it was adopted. It's probably not a coincidence that the Nationals won the title the year it was introduced league-wide.
A little bit of an advantage, which we needed.
That year was the Nationals' one and only championship. There was a player who would soon enter the NBA and dominate for the next decade.
Boston became a dynasty because Bill Russell came out of college and no one else had a big man like him. You know, he jumped up so high and but when he came, it ended for everybody for about 10 years. No one else won.
Russell was drafted in 1956 and went on to win 11 championships in 13 years. Kenville played for the Nationals for another year and then moved on to play for the Fort Wayne and the Detroit Pistons until 1960. After leaving the NBA, he ran Broome County's probation department. In a recent ceremony at the Onondaga County War Memorial Arena, the NBA awarded championship rings to the members of that Nationals team. For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond.